And a rather abrupt conclusion to that track there, which comes from a group called Pollyanna, who put out a really, really smoking 45 in 1995 on the DeSoto record label. DeSoto Records was the label that was run by a couple members of the band Jawbox. The band Pollyanna were Australian, and the release of the single, I recall, coincided with a single that DeSoto put out by another Australian band called Big Heavy Stuff. Both real great. Never was able to track down anything else by these bands, but these singles remain nice period pieces of sorts from that particular era. The song we heard was called Ford Green Silver Rocket, and I love the way that that there's that whole distorted bass guitar break in there. It's just really great. It's a sound that sort of really is not explored enough, as far as I'm concerned. And before that, we had music from a group called the Purple Ivy Shadows, from an early single of theirs on the My Pal God record label, based out of Princeton, run by Mr. John Solomon of WPRB fame. The first release for his label, and as far as I know, the first released for the band Purple Ivy Shadows, went on to have a number of CDs and singles on other labels. The song we heard there was called Fire. And I always remember that the first time I saw that band perform live, somebody in the audience commented, I know they had one song that had a long saxophone, sort of an almost like a smooth jazz saxophone like break, but it was good, it wasn't bad, I'm not slagging them, and it was very ethereal and sort of otherworldly sounding. And no less a man than Mr. Ted Leo, way back whenever this was, 1993 or something like that, commented to me that, well, he then declared the band to be progenitors of the genre humpback whale core. And I've always remembered and respected that, and maybe you do too. This is Anti-Static, a weekly podcast brought to you by WFMU, on which we check out three forgotten singles from the 1990s singles explosion. My name's Mike LaPica. Happy to deliver this to you each and every week. You can get more information on this or WFMU in general anytime by emailing me, mike@wfmu.org. I'm going to do one more for you today. It's going to come from an old New Jersey band who were favorites of mine for many years. I don't know if they're still around. They still seem to sort of play every once in a while, and why the hell not? They're called The Blisters, and we're going to hear a track from their 1989 single called Oozing Into Deutschland, released by the Plutonium label. The Blisters, sort of real heroes of like the New Brunswick Court Tavern scene, playing gigs there for years and years and years, and putting out a bunch of great full lengths in addition to this single as well. And that'll do it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Anti-Static. This is The Blisters.
Didn't see no man at home. Maybe should've just sat down, yeah, for a little tune. Two free lollipops and a shoddy little pin. Now Dennis, he don't know what's coming to him. What's coming to him? What's coming to him? What's coming to him? We shot him down, down, down. Down, down, down. Shot him down, down, down. Down, down, down.
Not to stick my head back here in here, you know, just to, you know, chat your ear off. Oh, there goes the record. It's still playing. I'm going to turn that off. But I realized I forgot to tell you about, you know, any, I forgot to make any web references to these bands and artists and how you might track them down these days. So real quick, I can't find a Blisters webpage, but there is a pretty decent biography of them on Trouser Press. Go to trouserpress.com and you can look them up there and find out about their, there looks like two full-length albums and maybe a cassette release as well. Let's see, on the Pollyanna front, not sure if there's any info about them on the website, but you can go to DeSotoRecords.com and maybe send an email, and I'm sure Kim or Bill from Jawbox, who run that label, would be happy to email you back with whatever information that they might have about tracking down further releases by them. As for the Purple Ivy Shadows, they have a pretty active MySpace presence. So you go to myspace.com/purpleivyshadows and you can get some information and history about them. And now I feel as though I have corrected recent wrongs, and I'm happy to let you get on with your day. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.